Good afternoon, I'm Nemwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Happening now in Chicago, city transit investigators are trying to find out what caused a commuter train to derail. At least 24 people have been taken to the hospital. Two southbound cars derailed on an elevated part of the Green Line, but they remained upright. All the injured are reported to be in good condition. Reaction came earlier today from the White House about a scathing new book by President Bush's former spokesman, Scott McClellan. Former White House Press Secretary Dana Perino says she is puzzled by the book. She also calls the situation, quote, sad, and says this is not the Scott we knew. In the book, ex-White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan criticizes President Bush's decisions on everything from the Iraq War to Hurricane Katrina. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is vowing to investigate allegations that United Nations workers have abused children in several nations. A report by Save the Children UK alleges that humanitarian aid workers and UN peacekeepers have victimized children as young as 6 years old in war zones and disaster areas. Ban reiterated his zero-tolerance policy for any such acts. Post-traumatic stress disorder may be skyrocketing among U.S. military personnel. Army stats show new cases jumped by about 50% last year, and almost 40,000 cases have been diagnosed since 2003. Officials also believe many servicemen and servicewomen may be keeping the illness a secret. The percentage of obese American children may have leveled off after 25 years. A CDC study finds about 32% of children were overweight or obese between 2003 and 2006. Some experts suggest the leveling off is proof more schools and parents are encouraging better eating habits and exercise. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and, of course, the other news of the day.